This is Ro from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and you're listening to Hand and Hotpox on the Training Dummies. Spread the word about the Training Dummies and up to four other WoW podcasts you'd like your friends to check out, and make it a part of your hashtag WoWP5.
You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Hand.
Everybody needs some hand love.
And Hotbox.
Altaholic WoW extraordinaire. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good 3 a.m, whatever it is for you. We'd like to welcome you to episode 37 of The Training Dummies, recorded for your wonderful ears on March 28th and 29th. Because we're making this a special international episode of 2013. My name is Rob. I play a lot of tunes. But I love my beautiful Lady Panda, Mistweaver Windwalker Monk, Holloway. And with me tonight, all the way from the Great White North of, where are you from? Stony Plain, Canada? Alberta?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
We've got our Resto Shaman Extraordinaire, Hind, who goes by Daryl, or Hind, or Zend,
yes,
or Mend, or you're an alcoholic too, man. I'm not going to let you get away with this.
No way.
And coming to us all the way from the future, we are joined tonight by the one and only Syl from the Girls Gone WoW and Obscure cast. We'd love to have you here. We're so happy to have you here. Yes.
Thank you. Well, the future is very dark, I can tell you that.
Oh, no.
No spoilers. Syl, thank you for coming on. What have you been doing this week inside and maybe even outside of the World of Warcraft?
Lots of stuff outside of World of Warcraft, I think, for me this week. I can't get on with 5.2, in honesty. I've been pottering along with Jaina, and every time she said, oh, look, you're on stage 4 now. Oh, yay, I can do a solo scenario then. Let's do that, Jaina. So I run around with her and Farisa. And then after that, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm done now with you. Bye. I don't do my dailies anymore.
You don't even want the red dinosaur? The crimson?
I want it. But I don't want to do anything for it.
Yeah.
So,
no.
I am incredibly lazy when it comes to stuff like that. I just, you know, I was very enthusiastic when 5.2 landed upon us. And now I'm like, yeah, no. I can't be bothered with this. So I just go back to my farm and just plant my things and look for dark soil. And that's it. And then I'm like, okay. Time to do something else. And I log off. And that's all I've been doing in game and outside of game. I've been doing playing too many other games, I think, at the moment. I think StarCraft has a firm hold on me.
That's not bad though. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, I love Angry Kerrigan. Angry Kerrigan is the best.
Angry Kerrigan.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing. What about you, Hend? What have you been doing this week?
This week, let's see here. I did, on my Warlock, I finally got enough eye level to get into Mogushan Vaults LFR, so I did that. It was going pretty good. I think I got around 4th or 5th in DPS for the whole run, which I'm quite happy with. Except for, which one was it? Spirit Kings. I did not die to annihilation like our warlock normally does.
I was going to say, how did you do that?
I did die on the first Spirit King. I don't know how or why. It was definitely not annihilation. I know it was not. But I died. I blame it on weak heals because I wasn't there healing. That's my story.
you need the dual box so you can heal yourself.
I think so.
Yeah.
Also on the lock this week, I finally got around to writing some macros to help with my AoE DPS, because it can be really good if you can get a good rhythm going with the fire and brimstone. And I realized this week that it's not on a global cooldown, so I could macro that in with the abilities that it affects. So it's still a little awkward because I'm not quite used to it, like doing it that way, but it's getting better. Like, and as well, I tried to mess around with the Havoc macro as well, and it's setting my focus. And anyway, so I'm starting to, you can tell I'm starting to really like my Warlock because I'm writing macros for it now. That's when, yes, you know it's come into the fold completely. It's getting its own macros. On my Shaman, though, what do we do? Tuesday this week, I tried to do the part one of Throne of Thunder, and it was going really well. We got the first two bosses down, and we were on the trash, and all of a sudden my internet provider decided to tell me that I was at 90% of my monthly usage and turned my internet off, which was really, really annoying. I had to reboot my modem to get it working. And then by the time I got it working, we logged back in. And of course we were booted from the LFR because we were offline for too long. So I started playing again and the same thing happened. It booted me again. So I ended up getting on a chat link with their customer service and he couldn't help me and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I didn't end up calling them to yell at someone the next day, but I should have. So it doesn't happen next month, because that's frustrating. Like, there's no need for it. Send me a text message. Don't turn my internet off if I'm at 90% of my usage. So,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, give you that option, man.
Yeah. And then Friday, we did our regular guild raid. Went into Heart of Fear, started fresh. First boss went really good in this. We got Blade Lord down. After, how many was that, like two or three attempts?
I think
something
so.
Like that.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. But it went really good. And then we got on Garalon, and we got close. Part of the problem I think we had there was some of the switch-offs on the pheromones and that Shaman healer we have in the raid. He wasn't doing so good on some of those switch-offs. I don't know what it was. Anyway, I'm sure he'll get his act together by tomorrow, so we shouldn't have a problem with that. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get it tomorrow. As long as we have enough people. I think we only have 6 signups so far. But we'll see. We'll see what happens anyway tomorrow. Rob, what have you been up to this week?
Just talking about that Garalon fight, man. I don't know what the heck happened, but I was healing like about as hard as I possibly could.
Oh, yeah. And I was a machine on that one.
I was, like, cranking out. I mean, we're doing 10-man normal, and I was cranking out, like, close to 100K heals. You know, anywhere from, like, it was, like, 80 to 100K, and it was, like, consistent. So I don't know if there's a buff on that fight or what. But, man, I was, like, pushing pretty hard. So I like to think that I'm not the reason we didn't do that, but I'm sure something could have gone better. But that's a hard fight. I don't know. It's a weird fight.
Yeah.
We'll get past it. Look forward to getting that over with so we don't have to go in there anymore. But let's see. I have been doing 5.2 dailies. I am exalted with the Black Prince. And
wow.
I went and talked to him, and he's still just sitting there hanging out with Anduin, I think. And I still need to get, like, the 800,000 trillion bars and the 275,000 little tokens that you get out of the Throne of Thunder raid. And so that might be a little while before I get all that together. But I'm really close to Exalted with the it's not Shadow. Is it Shadow? No, the Sun Reavers. I'm really close to that. The nice thing is, if you don't want to go and do those dailies, you can still champion that faction, and you can do like a 5-man or a scenario and get a lot of extra rep towards that just for doing those. So you don't even have to really go over there and do it. So I'm probably by, you know, sometime this weekend I'll hit Exalted and I'll get my little red dinosaur and I will never want to go over there again and we'll be good. So other than that, I've been playing a lot still on my Death Knight after after being inspired by Kristen a few weeks back, I've been doing a lot on him and tanking a lot on him, and it's a whole ton of fun, and I love it. And I think those are the only two alts, really, I'm really looking at right now. I did make a commitment to Kim, though, that I'm going to start getting somebody up for some PvP. So I guess my first step would be to go ahead and decide who I want to do it on and on what level. I'm thinking, this is just off the top of my head because I was reading that the whole triple spec thing coming up, maybe, possibly, right. Yeah. Who knows. If they do that, if that's a real thing, you know, because I just can't wait to carry around more sets of gear in my bags. But if they do that, I will probably take my second monk on our server and go PvP with her. Because I think monk heals, even in PvP, would be really fun too. So that is that's pretty much about that. That's about what's going on.
Cool. All right, let's keep moving on.
Deep run tram, last call for mail.
This is green. That's me, huh?
Yeah, it is.
We have a macro question that was actually sent in from our good buddy, Elamari, Feral Druid from the Proudmoore US server. He says, good day, Daryl and Rob. Got a macro question for you guys. I'm using a macro to activate my Synapse Springs Glove Tinker. I want to buy a new Valor Trinket, but it's the on-use type. When I macro the Trinket and the Tinker together, they don't activate at the same time. Whichever one is first in the macro activates, and the second one incurs a cooldown of some sort. Do you know why this is? Is it possible to activate them both at the same time, or do I need to do them separately? And then he actually included his current macros, just showing us what he's tried to do so far to get that to work. So I know our resident engineer extraordinaire across the table in Canada from me, maybe I'll have to help us out a little bit. We were talking about this ahead of time. What did you come up with?
I did a little looking into this. I know previously they've had other trinkets that would share an internal cooldown. So while you use the on use on one, if it's 10 seconds, for that 10 seconds, you wouldn't be able to use another trinket of a similar style. Anyway, it appears that as of 5.0.5, they have done that with Synapse Strings. You cannot use it with a trinket that will boost your stats. At the same time, you use the spring. Yeah, so once the 10 seconds are up with your Synapse Springs, the next time you hit your macro, the trinket should fire. So it'll still work with both, but unfortunately, you cannot have them both active at the same time if they're both increasing your stats.
So you could still burst. I don't remember. I don't think Berserk or Tiger's Fury lasts that long. But whichever one you're going to want more for burst, include that first, and then just maybe put the trinket or the other one. Put that on, Mangle or Maul or one of your other ones. Keep that on cooldown.
Yeah, and when I was looking into this as well, like I saw some people were saying, right at the beginning of the expansion, you'd probably want your Synapse Springs first. But as the trinkets get more powerful, and like even now with tier 15 trinkets, it's about maybe you want to look at possibly doing, like Rob said, your trinket first because you'll get more burst out of it because it's now more powerful than the springs were at the start of the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So just another thing to consider when writing your macro. All right. Well, that was it for non-related questions, I guess. So now I guess we should get into our main topic of the evening.
Yes. I feel like we need some of that, like that Coltrane music in my opening.
Yeah, we need to get a topic. We need a topic intro music, I think. We'll have to come up with something.
Well, with our topic tonight, I think it's a little more, you know what I mean, a little more Barry White flavor to it.
Oh, the whole is my role.
How do you role play? So right. thanks again for coming on, and I know that you have been pretty big into role playing and whatnot before. Yeah. So I think you would be you were our first choice here, and I'm glad we could get into this here. I guess maybe we could kick it to some Girls Gone Wild style. And did I say Girls Gone Wild? Girls Gone Wow.
It's almost the same, really, if you listen to it.
Yeah, have you listened to it?
Oh, every day. I put it on repeat.
Oh, don't do that. That's not good for your sanity.
Well, before we get into that, maybe I'll... how long have you been playing WoW for?
Ever since it first came out in Europe. So the very first day it came out. And then I had a problem with... getting to actually activate my account because it said credit card, and I thought, bastards, you said I didn't need a credit card. And it wasn't until I googled it and they said, oh no, you can just, you know, do a fake number and they won't take it. Okay, so I played a day after. But yeah, I think that's what, about 8-9 years now?
Yeah, it's been going for a while now. Over eight now, and North America, I'm not sure when it started in Europe. Probably close to the same time, though.
Yeah, I think Europe was somewhere February.
February, okay, cool.
So, yeah. But, yeah, a very long time.
Well, I think I know the answer to this question, and it makes me a little sad, but I'm going to ask it anyways for the sake of getting some background from you, though. But so what faction and class are you playing as your main?
As my main, I am... a dirty alliance player. Admit. But I love the Draenei. They have bootylicious action going on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. We can't fault you for that. If that's your reasoning for alliance, we can't fault you.
that's well, I can respect that.
I love my little blueberry. So yeah, she's a shaman, and I've been actually, in all honesty, I've been a druid, a knight of druid for ages, but with me, it's very much with that character. It's love or hate, and at the moment, I am not happy with the class. So I needed to find something else, and I got advised to start playing a shaman, and I just absolutely love Elemental. It's so much fun. And the fact that she's a Draenei makes it even better.
You could be a Lady Panda, you know.
I know, but Draenei, you know, no, they have
Draenei's
something
are legit,
special.
Man. Yeah.
Maybe it's the accent that also, you know, I quite like the Russian accent that she's sporting, so.
Yep, I've got a Death Knight that's a male Draenei who is 87 now, I think. And I do, a lot of times I'll turn off the voices for the characters because, like, the goblins, for example, drive me nuts. but the Draenei's are great, yeah. You know, I'm like mashing buttons. That is not ready yet.
Yeah, I do love them. It sounds really cool. But I mean, in all honesty, I am kind of bifactional because I do like playing on the Horde side too. I mean, our podcast guild is Horde side, and I have to admit, I think that the Horde side has more interesting storylines for mm-hmm. the races. Mm-hmm. So I rolled a race of every Horde character there was and just started playing them.
Man.
And I get more... Yeah, I get... Well, I am an alcoholic. I get more into their stories than the Alliance. But that could also be because I've been playing Alliance for such a long time, so the Horde is a bit more refreshing. But I think there's a little bit more... I don't know. It's a little bit more edgy, I think, on the Horde side. Even though I do wish that they would do more with the Draenei background stories. Or, I don't know.
I think a lot of people want that.
Yeah,
it's just,
nice.
It's been very, very quiet around Draenei. So, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe with this next expansion a little bit, because I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the Draenei kind of were real popular in Burning Crusade, and then that was it. You know, hadn't really heard anything since. No real story or anything compelling. So I think it's their turn for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And when you see that the Blood Elves are getting quite some love with Lorfamar
now. I know, now. Right? Yeah.
He's all over this expansion.
Exactly.
All
you should get some Velen action. I think that's just time now.
Well, let's see. What do we got here? I guess it's time to get into a little role play.
Oh, my.
I can hear the music in my head, but...
that's the wrong role play.
I don't know. It depends on what server you're on, huh?
Honestly, when I think role play, like, this is partly why I wanted to do this topic, is when I think role play, the first thing that pops into my head is I put on my robe and wizard hat. And I'm sure if you Google that, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Or the dwarf in the Deep Run tram who pretends to be a tree with a crow.
Oh, that's awesome.
But anyway, that's what I think when I think roleplay. And I know that's not even close to accurate. And I have no idea how it should even, or what you do. Like, how do you roleplay? Like, start us off. I have no clues.
Well, if you want to start roleplaying, basically what it boils down to is that you are trying to act as if you really are in the skin of your character. And that would mean, okay, how would my character respond in certain situations? And for me personally, it just brings another level to the game, because I can immerse much more into my character. Like, what it did to me, like, my main character, what used to be my main, my druid, had so much background story, and I did so many RP events with her, that she became part me, and I just thinking of deleting her, and a lot of people find me really sad what I'm going to say now, just gets me into a state of panic. It's like, no, this is like an extension of me. I can't do that. And I have the same now with my Draenei. She's slowly getting there now that I'm working on her background.
I totally am on board with that, because, and maybe this is part of like an RP, you know, approach, but every single one of my tunes, like, in my head has a personality, and, you know, this is how they talk and this is how they would behave and stuff, but I don't ever get out there and do it, you know. But when I'm playing a character, I'm thinking, like, you know, this lady panda's a little bit shy. She doesn't say a whole lot, but she'll kick you in the face, you know, and like, so it's like, I have all these, every one of them, man, I've got some sort of, maybe not a backstory, but, you know, there's a little character involved to it.
That's already really good for if you're wanting to roleplay. That's a very good start, that you at least know what your characters are all about. But, I mean, if you would want to start roleplaying, I think that the steps, how I would normally do it, or if I would have to advise it to people, is that first you really have to think about, okay, which character or do I want to play, and do I want to play a male or a female character? And for me personally, I find it easier to get into female characters, because it's, you know, since I'm female, it's much easier. But I know some people who prefer to play the other sex, because it's just easier for them. Once you know that, you go looking for race. And I think a lot of people, okay, this is really bad, but some people don't take it that serious. And the problem is with RP that if you pick a race and you have no idea what that race is about, you get some awkward situations. Mm. And I think one of the people, or one of the things I've seen people do, and I'm quoting here wrong, because I'm already happy when people try to RP. I'm not an RP snob. Is, for instance, people roll night elves and they say, oh yeah, and I was born on Teldrassil. And I'm like, and how old are you? Because that tree is not that old compared to how old elves could be. You're about an infant. And a lot of people don't realize that. So my advice would be, if you want to play a certain race, make sure that you know a little bit about the background of that race. You know, you don't even have to read all the books or anything. Just go to Wikipedia and or Wowpedia and just look that
up. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I was going to say, what's a good... Oh, go ahead.
It's just that you have a little bit of affinity, because if you read something about night elves and you're like, oh, I didn't know they were, that was what they're all about. And of course you can play an individual character that's a bit different. But if it's really something that is a deal breaker for you, then just try to pick another race.
So you think Wildpedia, are there any other resources maybe that people could figure out, you know, if they're interested in a certain class or...
WoW Insider is quite good and is really good when it comes to lore and backgrounds of races.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I know it's a cesspool, but the forums, the official forums, especially the RP parts, will have some gems when it comes to information about certain races and even classes, what you can do with it. So the forums aren't even that bad to have a browse now and again. And I know there are also specific RP forums out there, just normal PHP forums that people made, especially for roleplay. So you can always have a browse there. And you know, once you've picked out a race, what I do want to say is that some people, like, for instance, you want to play a troll, and a lot of people go like, but I can't do the Jamaican accent. I don't think that should limit you. If you're like, okay, I can't do that, fine, then don't. You can always say that, okay, does not speak in a Jamaican accent, or people can pretend. That's the whole thing with roleplay. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get too anxious about what they should be doing. I mean, there are a few basic rules that you have to just keep an eye on because it can irritate everyone around you, but that's, you know, other than that, it's your role play, so don't worry too much. And, you know, once you have your character sorted out, you know, try to find a name that's not something like Poopy Pants, because I don't think the other RPs will be happy with that. You know, try to get a name that you can really take semi-serious. And you're okay with the race, then you can always think a bit about, okay, what is my character's personal history? I mean, is this just, you know, a farmer boy, if I would take a human, a farmer boy who decides, okay, this is my calling, I want to become a paladin because of certain reasons, or is this a person who has already done a lot of things? I think what you need to watch out for is, you know, because there are so many players out there in the world, that you can't say, and I was the one who defeated Arthas. And it's like, yeah, you, right. You and 20 million other people. Right. So, you know, you can make your character a bit special, but on the other hand, there are a lot of people like you out there. So there's no shame in just being a common Joe and just, you know, see what you can do with that to make it a little bit more interesting. The one thing I tend to say to people, please don't do that, is try not to be a half dragon or a dragon in disguise, or have vampire sparkle pony cat person. Try not to be, if you want to be like maybe a half elf, okay, I would say, okay, that crosses a bit, but it, okay, if you want to do that, that you can do that. But yeah, dragons and stuff, a lot of role players kind of look down upon that when people do that, because so you are,
even though it's in the lore of the game, that's kind of a no-no then.
Yeah, because I'm not 100% certain why, but my assumption would be like, oh, so you have to play a quote-unquote special race, and I don't really see why you would, because let's face it, like, for instance, dragons are incredibly powerful. So the chance of you of already going, you know, for instance, if someone tries to fight with you and go, well, oh, I deflect everything because I'm a dragon. It doesn't make it a lot of fun at that point. So it's always better just to stay a bit closer to home with your race. But I mean, for instance, I've seen people play trolls who were, you know, like specific trolls, like Imani trolls that were crossed over to the Zandalari or whatever. So you can still tweak it a little bit, but you just have to watch out that it doesn't get a bit silly, because other role players won't take you serious. Mm-hmm. And I know for a lot of people who don't roleplay, it's like, since when is roleplay serious? But trust me, there are a lot of people out there who take roleplay really serious. And, you know, if you want to... If you've all figured that out and you want to actually write it down, I think if you're already working with add-ons, something like My Roleplay as an add-on is really good, because even if you don't fill it in, because you have a little screen next to your character, that will, you know, say, okay, how tall is your character, the eye color, the history, what current state they are in, what they look like. Even if you don't really know what to do, if you have that add-on, you can see other people running around with that add-on. You click on their portraits, and it will open up within, depending how much you will want to write. And you can read some of what other people do. Now, some of these stories are absolutely cringeworthy. And I've seen others that are so brilliant that I just had to whisper them and say, you did an amazing job. Thank you for letting me read this.
Oh, that's really cool.
And, you can make it as long or as short as you want. I think at times less is more. Because, like, for my character's history, I never write down an entire history because, one, sometimes I simply just don't know enough about my character yet. Or it's just more fun when people ask you about, oh, so where are you from? And then you can actually start role-playing. So, an add-on like that can help you a little bit. Because also, when you have that add-on, other people can actually see, oh, you're one of us. And
nice.
So it makes it a little bit easier. I think also if you want to start role playing with other people, that is a bit like, okay, they read up a little bit about your character, so they might refer to like a scar you have on your cheek or something. It just makes conversation just a little bit easier. And once you start, conversing with people, that's how to behave in RP. And I know this is a bit like, everyone needs to have fun. But in order to have fun, I think you should also respect certain forms of behavior towards other RPers. And one is that normally you would always use say to other characters.
Right,
and
okay.
So you watch out what you do and say. For instance, if you really are in character, if you say LOL, a lot of people go like, right, okay, that's lead speak. Don't do that in say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, make it into an emote. I mean, like what I always say is if people start out, say that in whispers to the person. Say, hi, I'm really new at RP. I'm not quite sure if I do it the right way, so don't rip my head off if I don't. just correct me. And a lot of people do things in whispers out of character. So basically they talk as you and me talk now. And you would go, okay, my character will do this, or I'm not quite sure, what do you mean? And then in say is pure in character. So don't try to speak lead speak or say, okay, I have to go to the toilet now, so I'll be right back. that's what you do in whispers. Normally, you can run around, but it is more of good behavior. Like if you talk to someone and you would go somewhere, that you walk. Unless you both agree, okay, we're running there now. Okay, then you run. But normally you just walk. And that's how I recognize the RPers immediately in like Stormwind, for instance.
Oh, man.
Everyone walks.
That's cool.
I was in, when I was questing one time on another server, and I was out in just below Orgrimmar there in the little area where everybody PvP's right outside the gate. And there was people just. I call it RP walking because I guess that's really what it is. But people were just in walk, just like side by side walking. And, if you got up close to them, it was like they were actually having conversations with each other. And then, I mean, that's just,
yep.
It's a whole nother level, man. A whole nother, thing going on there.
Yeah, I've done that several times, that we were just strolling. Basically, what you're doing is you're strolling around Stormwind or Orgrimmar, and you're talking. And, normally you wouldn't hold a conversation while running to, like, one place or the other.
Right. I don't know.
Most people don't, or at least I can hold
Hurry
a conversation. And then there's yell. Yell you only really use if you would yell to someone, because everyone in the cities or the area can see that.
Right.
You have to really watch out what you do at yell. Like trade chat yell is not really appreciated in character, things like that. So just watch out too. And you can use your own emotes. A lot of people would appreciate that. And just be creative with it. If you can use the emotes that are already in the game. But you can also just do /E and then do whatever you need to do. I sometimes do my common or not so common emotes. But I tend to just type it out. And what else? Well, you know, once you have the courage to RP with others, I know that that is the big step for a lot of people that they find a bit scary. If you find it scary, I would just go to the big cities and see if you can find any RP, and you can always just listen in and see how they do it. And a common policy is that, you know, you have two options. If you see a group of people and they are already RPing, you could try and mingle with them and see if, you know, try to act in character of, oh my God, they're having a fight. What's going on? And you could jump in and go, what's going on? But you have to watch out that you're, one, not being too rude by interrupting mm-hmm. something for them, or that, you know, you could whisper them and say, could I join you? Now, sometimes people say no because it's a private thing for them. So be it, you know, it's harsh, but you also have to kind of respect that in a way.
Yeah, that's where the etiquette of it is, like, if I were down at the grocery store getting some stuff and I was talking to, you know, my wife and somebody came up and interrupted, I would be like, what the heck? Mind your own business.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly,
So I guess, there's that whole weird, like, can I just jump in here? You know, is it okay? Is it, you know?
You have two options. Either you try or you just whisper them and ask. And most of the time, if they ignore you, then it's a no. Or if they whisper you and say no. Or they might even do it in character that they say, this is a private matter. Can you mind your own business? At least, you know, you've tried. And I think it's a lot of falling and picking yourself up with those things. But you might have other people around there who are trying to find RP. They might see you in action and they go, oh, look, there's a person who's trying. Or just walk up to someone with my role play and see if they have, you know, they sometimes have a little status thing that says, just walk up to me and RP with me.
Oh, like an open invitation kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a PvP some people flag. Say that.
Exactly.
come at me, bro.
Put an RP flag. All right.
Come at me, bro. Do you even RP?
Nice.
Oh, you will have that if people don't like what they see in your RP. Yeah. And if you find it really difficult, you could also just look up, like, the forums. Go to the official forums or the roleplay forums or the realm forums if it's an RP server. Because sometimes there are events planned, and you can just go to an event, and everyone who will be there, or at least 99%, are going there to roleplay. There might be a few not so nice people. Look, I'm watching my language that that are trying to ruin it for their RPers, but just tend to, you know, just ignore them, just don't even acknowledge them, and. You know, that is an opportunity to start role-playing. You could try and say, you know, I'm new at role-playing, make a friend, and is there anyone else who's new who wants to try it out or could help me? And there, in my realms, there's always been a channel called LFRP, looking for RP. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will chat in that, but they will also say, okay, I'm in Stormwind. Does anyone want to RP now? And I'm playing this kind of character. And some people will immediately jump into that, and it could be really interesting.
So just kind of keep an open mind then, huh?
Yes. And you know, sometimes people can be really, I will have to admit, can be really mean on RP servers, because you will have an established elite group who think they are the bomb with what they do. And they have no patience for newcomers. They get very snarky. And you will have people like that. That's the thing, you know. And every time that you get someone like that, there are five others out there who are incredibly nice and will help you on the way. But yeah, I always say, try to give it another shot if it's really bad. But yeah, that's the thing. You know, you will have elitist RPers out there who will always say you're doing it wrong. But as long as you're having fun and you're not on purpose griefing people, and you're willing to learn from your mistakes, or, you know, I say mistakes, but it's still, mistakes is a bit it depends on the eye of the beholder. As long as, in my eyes, for instance, if you don't play a half dragon or a sparkle pony vampire.
No more sparkly vampires.
No, that I if see that I'm like, yeah, you're on my ignore list.
So here's the thing too that I think that's a little bit harder with actual just regular PvE content or PvP content is, you know, a lot of the cross realm zones and looking for dungeons and LFR and all that stuff. I think with RP, you're probably going to find that it is a lot more server and community based. So I think you've got to be conscious of your reputation that you're building.
Right. So with RP, you do have to watch out with your reputation, because I've seen people being shunned because they were griefing, not taking their character serious. I mean, there are actually life journal forums out there or dedicated websites to people's RP backgrounds that they make in, for instance, my role play. Mm-hmm. And I would almost say to mock them, which is not really nice, but they do it because it is so ridiculous what you see in there that a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to roleplay with this character because the RP is ridiculous. And people are, I don't know if this is something that, you know, a lot of RPers, also D&D players will recognize this, but got modding. You can't do that. You can't be a, you know, for instance, you could say, okay, Rob, I'm going to attempt to hit you in character. And you can do what, because I'm attempting it, you have a chance to do whatever you want. You know, you could deflect it, you could take it, but I'm giving you that chance. But if I would say, Rob, I'm hitting you full in the face and you're falling down, I'm not giving you an option.
Wow.
And that's basically, you know, if people would play with a person like that and they would say, dude, you can't do that.
Who and tries to manipulate it.
Yeah. You can't play God, basically, in a game like this, then. You can't do that with other players. So at a certain point, people will go, well, I don't want to play with this person anymore because you're not very friendly to play with or easy to play with. Then you have the people who are very elitist. And, you know, they build up like, it's like high school, you know, it's a clique at times. And sometimes you just don't mesh with those people. So I would just leave them and just go somewhere else. But yeah, if you're a griefer or if you are out there to ruin everyone else's RP, it will hit the servers quite quickly and you will be shunned. So I think you have to, even if you try to RP, but you're trying to make fun of everyone else's, word spreads quite quickly, because it's quite a tight-knit group.
Yeah, so it's that kind of feel of Vanilla and Burning Crusade, where, you know, if you were a butthole, that people wouldn't tolerate it, and they don't have to, and that you're kind of going to get pushed out of the community.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, you know, everyone is allowed to do what they want, but there is this special part of, like, RP, which is called ERP. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Sure, it's a roleplay show. Mention it.
Okay. Right.
Yes, so, you are.
That's the whole put your robe and wizard hat on.
That is exactly it.
Well, you know what I think? If people don't understand what ERP is, I think that's everybody's perception of RP.
Yes. ERP is short for erotic roleplay. And in my opinion, you know, if that's what you want to do, go ahead, but be discreet, because this game, even though it says it's for a certain age group, I know for a fact that kids younger play it, and you don't want to see, like, certain bits flying in their faces all of a sudden when they're just playing there.
My 9-year-old and 7-year-old have their own account. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to see certain things in emotes that you're like, I don't want my kids to see this, or mm-hmm. you know.
So is the etiquette different then for ERP? Should you be using Whisper or a party, or
What I know from ERP, what I've heard is that it's easier if you do this just to either do it in whispers, go to an area that's secluded, but still take it into whispers because, you know, even I stumbled upon some very scatty ERP, if I may say so, and that was from a guildie. And of course, the not so nice person I can be, I immediately took screenshots and went, LOL, look at this on our guild forums.
Dude. Oh, no.
I'm giving you the hugest high five right now.
But that's the thing. I am sorry, but if you are that stupid that you have to do it somewhere in the world that people can see you do it and they can see your emotes and your says, you're being stupid. Don't do that. Because, and especially when a guildie sees it, you don't want that. Just take it into whispers. And yeah, sometimes, you know, you have your suspicions when you see like half naked characters. But then I'm like, well, guys, it's imagination. So you don't technically have to undress your character. Maybe if you just play it out in whispers, if you want to do that, that's also fine. Or go to an instance together, a low level instance, and just sit in the entrance and do whatever you want. So that would be my etiquette for it. And everyone knows Goldshire is, I think, especially on, what is it, Silver Moon?
Or Silver? Yeah. Moonguard, Silver I think.
Moonguard.
Moonguard, yeah. I think.
Is notorious. Now, I have to say that the European ones are quite notorious too at times. Should I really call it RP? It's not even RP anymore.
I'm gonna admit, I rolled a tune over on Moonguard and went over to Goldshire. I did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, and it was more like, all right, this is a huge joke and like just an ongoing joke between everybody ever. So I gotta see this for myself. So I went over there, and it was not at all. I would say most of it wasn't even RP. It was just like a billion people standing around saying, you know, show me your whatever, and can I have your phone number, and any hot girls want to RP, and, you know, just, it was literally people everywhere dancing on tables, and, you know.
It's you like Craigslist.
It. It was exactly the Craigslist of ERP. That is exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, Goldshire is one of those things that you should not take serious. I mean, for people who want that, I know there are special forums out there, and I know that if
people build, too.
Yeah, exactly. There are guilds out there. You know, if you're into that, you know where to look for it. So you know, it's what everyone. I think everyone is free to do what they want. If that's what you enjoy, hey, you're paying £15 a month or, you know, probably, what is it, $10 in America? I'm not entirely sure.
$15.
So yeah. I'm a bit like, you know, if this is what you enjoy and you're not hurting anyone with it, be my guest. Just have fun. But watch out what you do because you're not the only person playing on the server.
Right.
But yeah, also, and again, if you're using my roleplay for that, I've seen some things that I'm like, wow, I don't really need to know your cup size or other certain things that were much more descriptive than that. And I thought, okay, yeah, your character is definitely an ERP character, but perhaps you should not put that in there. But that's my personal opinion. It's just because I know that there are kids playing this game, and I'm a bit like,
watch out, man, what you it's got to. And like Hand was saying, he's at the stage where his kids are playing this game, and it's like just have some respect. There's people out there that do wanna have fun and be silly in RP or ERP, and you can find those people without disrespecting the other people who are just trying to play. So.
Exactly. I think, you know, it's a live and let live. Just treat others how you want to be treated. In the end, it's the same for if you're not an RPer, but you prefer to roll on an RP server. That's perfectly fine, but respect the people who are RPing and don't go LOL RP.
Right. Didn't you say you played on a RP PvP server?
Yes.
That, to me, that sounds like I couldn't
handle it. That's hardcore.
Like, I just couldn't. because I don't know. I mean, I feel like I would be required at all. It would be like being in Game of Thrones, you know? You're just like constantly like, dost thou even RP?
It is. See it as a normal RP server, except that you have to watch your back. So it's a bit more like
terrible. Great. Yeah. 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 So instead of just like getting griefed, you have some, you know, you have people, I don't know, making fun of you. Yeah.
Well, my highest level Alliance character is on a PvP RP realm.
Wow.
He's level 9 dwarf paladin, but still.
Oh, dude. Dost thou even RP?
Yeah, see, this is part of why I was kind of interested in this topic, is because the only reason I'm there is because of the guild that is there. It's the guys from Stopcast. So I put in an Alliance character in theirs, and I haven't played it. I don't know. So much other stuff I'd rather do than play Alliance. But if I do play Alliance, I think it'd be kind of cool to play with those guys. So anyway, that's why it's there. But I know they're in an RP realm, and I have no clue. Like, that's why I'm kind of interested in this topic. So that's why you're here, really.
to fulfill
yes.
Hand secret.
I need help.
it's not that difficult. I mean, like, but on an RP PvP server, what I had was that, you know, you're still in character, but like Rob said, you don't have to say thou and speak like you're in the mid
eight. Yeah,
you just have to watch out with your references, and, you know, for instance, like watches or cars, it's a bit, you know, maybe if you go that way, look a bit more at steampunk, maybe because of the gnome engineering and the goblin engineering. But just think a bit more like fantasy. That's basically what you have to think of. But you don't have to speak special, as I like to call it.
No, I think there's the three B's that should be safe. You ready for the three B's?
Okay.
Bacon. Beer. And taken from your own playbook here, Syl. You know what the third B is?
Boobies!
Yes, so the three B's should be safe if you're RP.
Exactly.
Nice.
I think RP PvP service can be amazing, because I remember there was a huge battle in Strangleform Vale. There was a guild called the Gurubashi Empire. And the second Gurubashi Empire. And what they did was, it was an old troll guild, and they would patrol Strangleform during certain hours. And if you were an Alliance player, you were destroyed.
Oh, man.
And
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. It is really cool, because at a certain point, my guild was like, right, let's kick this troll scum out of Strangleform, and it was already, you know, you get like the whole events going on the forums, uh-huh. and yeah. we're going to do something, or you wouldn't say anything and then it would happen, and it's just so much fun to get into it, and I've seen some old videos back and it was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, RPPVP, so it's more like watch your back with, you know, you can be jumped, so it's much more quote unquote realistic when it comes to that. But you still have to watch out with, you know, it is a PvP server. It is another flavor, if you would compare it to a normal PvP server or a normal RP server. But yeah, no, I do like RP PvP servers, except that at a certain point, I just didn't want to be ganked anymore, and I was like, yeah, I'm sick and tired of that. I just want to RP.
Yeah, we know what that's all about.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I've got a question. So, you talk about, you know, finding RP in main cities or whatever by people doing the RP walk, as Rob called it.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you RP? Like, what do you do? You know, you go in there and then what? Like you said, attempting to punch him in the face. Well, is that what everyone does?
No. It's like method acting. It's basically, what is your character like? that's one of the things that you have to figure out. So what is your character like? Is it a person who would just run around Stormwind and just is very chatty and just runs up to people and start talking about things? Or are you more like, you know, you are a bit like hesitant and just watch people and see if something happens? Or, you know, you could be a very normal person like all of us. And just, you know, how would you react to certain situations that you see around you? And that's basically what you do. You see what happens around you and respond to that. Or you could even just walk up to someone and just start talking about, you know, if you have that My Role Play, you could see that the person at the current state looks, to be kind of lost, for instance. And then you would go, excuse me, sir, if it's a guy, are you all right? Do you look a bit lost? And that could spark a conversation. Or, you know, someone might even emote drops her purse, which could indicate for you to, okay.
Whoa.
I've seen
put on your robe and...
No, don't put on your robe.
Well, hello.
You can do that after you've had, you know, your drink and you had a nice conversation. Then you can put on your robe and put some hats. But that's basically how you start. You just look around you and just, you know, walk up to people who have my role play flag, or who might say, you know, I've had it once that my character was standing on the bridge in Stormwind, and all of a sudden I got this guy who was dressed up completely in like Stormwind guard gear, and he said, miss, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, why, what's wrong? Well, you looked as if you were about to jump and life is too short. And I was like, oh yes, but I'm a druid and I can swim, look. And that's basically how the whole conversation sparked. And we just started talking, and then he was like, okay, well, I'm happy you're not going to jump. And then he just walked off and went to other people. So, you know, it can just happen.
Just mingle then, huh?
Yes, it is very much mingling. I think the main thing for people that they say they can't find RP is because they're too afraid to engage.
Well, you said you were with a guild over there too, so maybe, I don't know what their RP policy is, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if the RP is, so not a
You're
clue.
Not even. What did you say, you're level 9 over there?
Yeah, level 9. So you can't even see my character in the armory yet.
Lacquer!
Yep. Hey, Rob, do you have any other questions here?
I don't, but I know we got a couple.
Yes,
so
we do.
So if we want to move on to our listener questions.
All right, we got...
That's probably a good time.
Yes, from Sarah. She says, hi, been listening for a while and had to jump in when you mentioned you were going to discuss roleplay. Anyways, here it is. How would you suggest the super shy gamer get into the roleplay scene in-game? I tried over a year ago, but was bullied away from it by an individual so distasteful that I had to leave the particular RP realm I was on at the time to get any peace. Wow. Thanks. Signed, wannabe RPer.
For one, that is horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's really... That person was a nasty piece of work, I can tell you that. What I would do if you're a very... Like I said, you know, you have... crap people basically out there who will do this, and it's just unfortunate that she ran into someone like that immediately on the first time that she tried. What you could do, there are several options. You could go to the forums and see if people hold events. If they do, just go to an event, watch people roleplay, and try to do it yourself, and, you know, have a little whisper chat saying, hi, I'm really sorry, this is the first time I'm trying this out, would you mind RPing me and maybe correcting me if you know, I'm not entirely doing it the way it mm-hmm. should be done. 9 out of 10 times, people will be very civil and will help you. What you could do is also put an advertisement on the forums and just say, a new role player looking for guidance or something. And there will be some nice people who say, okay, I'll take you under my wing and I'll show you how it's done. And then the more experience you have, it will become easier just to do it on your own. Or you could go to special RP forums. I know there is, for instance, for female gamers, even though it's also for male gamers if they want to, there is a life journal community called WoW Ladies. And the people in there are really nice, helping you out if you say, okay, I'm on this RP realm. I'm really shy. I don't know what to do. Can someone help me start up RPing and telling me how to do it? They will give you tips. They will maybe even make a character so that you get a little bit more into the whole, oh, so this is how I do it. So that is an option. There is, I think there are some RP forums out there that could help you. But yeah,
sounds
I think
finding the right realm maybe.
It's finding the right realm and finding the right people, very much so.
It's a lot like looking for a guild if you're going to raid. It sounds like, mm-hmm. you know, you want to yeah. be doing it with the right people in the right place, or else it may not be that fun, you know?
Yeah, RP guilds, that is often a very safe place to be in. So if you go to the official forums and just check the RP guilds that are recruiting, find one that you can see your character being in and where you think that the people seem nice. You could always ask them, you know, what's your policy about new players or new RP players? Do you help them? Are you not going to be elitist about it? When I do something wrong, that could help you a lot.
Very, very cool. That's some super good advice. And on to another question of a slightly different flavor here. Morrison Wow, who also deserves a great big brofist shout out from me. He's pulled me over to his realm a couple of times this week to let me get through those dailies a little bit easier. Nice. So yeah. He's asking here, I'm just going to read exactly how he read it. How would she feel on the subject of Murlocs as the next playable race?
Well, if, you know, I was always very skeptical about, goblins. How are they going to do that? But look at what they did with goblins and Worgen, and it works. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that Murlocs somehow, that will work too. And I'm just very interested in customization.
We'll need some sort of translator, I think, though.
Yeah, that I think it would be very funny to just see them talking in Murloc-ish.
Gargling, yeah. I don't know, RPing in Gargle might be a little tough for some people.
Yeah, but it's the same with Pandaren, so. With the om nom nom.
Om nom nom. Yeah, but you got Lady Pandas, and it makes everything all better.
That's true.
I didn't even realize how many of my warrior and my shaman, and I've got two monks that are Lady Pandas, and I'm like another Lady Panda monk on that I've locked at 80 to do the Herald of the Titans, and I'm like, I might need a Lady Panda intervention here pretty soon. But I was actually I'm trying to talk Hind into changing his shaman to a bro panda at least, because
no.
The freaking panda shaman are the coolest thing ever, man. You cannot deny those totems, man. Those are stinking awesome.
Right.
They are pretty cool.
Nope, like Syl said, I've been playing this character for too long. I'm too attached. Can't do it.
The one barbershop trip at day one, and that was it, huh?
Yeah. Did it just for the achievement. Changed my fur one tone lighter and then changed it back. Just for the achievement.
I'm still going to work on you, though.
Right. So, Rob, do you have any more questions or anything regarding RP?
No, it was some really, really good information. I think the main things, like we kind of wrapped up there at the end, was making sure you can try to find a good group of people and being on the right server or realm and a lot of the resources to get to that place. Because I know, like I said, I've goofed around with it, not on any real serious level, but you know, I do really like the idea of those pixels that I'm pushing buttons for, having personalities and running around and doing, you know, when I hit a button and I'm hitting somebody, that there's a little bit of flavor behind that too. You know, there's some sass or something going on. I love the idea behind that. So it's very, very cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think,
Syl, do you have anything else to add? Is there anything we're missing? Is there, I don't know. Is there anything you want to wrap us up? Role play?
But roleplay, try it, because I know a lot of people are very scared of, like, the freakish RPers that are out there. But it could actually be a lot of... just avoid Goldshire like the plague. But it could actually be a lot of fun, because you might see a character from a different point of view all of a sudden, which, for me, made playing the game so much more. Like, when I had my druid as my main, and I poured so much of her background in there, and I did so much RP, when I went in PvE situations, I even tackled that a bit different, because I was like, yeah, but this is my character, and this is, you know, mm-hmm. is this how she would respond? I'm not asking people to RP in dungeons, because that's far too, you know, you have groups who do that, which right. could be amazing. But, you know, just try it, because it might change a point of view of your character and the game.
If you could find a group that RPs and mumble with you too, that would be...
Or that could be very awkward.
That would be awesome, man. That would be great.
Right.
Well, we had some amazing feedback from a segment that we introduced last week. The brand new PvP segment called Crowd Control from the one and only Kim Scally out in the far, the green moors and pastures and beautiful land out there in Scotland. And she is going to be doing this weekly for us. So you guys make sure and send in your questions so she can address those. We've got a brand new episode coming up here for you right now.
There, welcome to the Crowd Control PvP segment of the Training Dummies podcast. My name's Kim, and I'll be here talking about PvP with you for the next 5 minutes or so. Alright, this week we're going to be talking about PvP stats, in particular PvP power and PvP resilience. We'll start with resilience. Everyone now has a 40% resilience base stat, and it's active all the time whenever you're wearing your PvP gear. It's basically a damage reduction from enemy players, pets and minions, or a damage mitigation. PvP power was dropped in as a new stat in Mist of Pandaria, and it's a damage and healing increase to all players in PvP zones. I've had a few people ask if it's a straight up one for one counter to PvP resilience, and it's not. If you had no PvP power and you hit with a player with 50% damage mitigation from resilience, your hit does 100 damage but will only hit them for 50. If you had 100% damage increase from PvP power, that damage hits the player for 200 damage, but 50% damage mitigation still countering 50% of the damage, so it only hits for 100. So if we take a second just to talk about effective health from resilience. Effective health is how much pre-mitigated damage it takes to kill you. So if you have 100k health and zero damage reduction, your effective health would still be 100k. But with 40% base resilience and 10% from gear or gems and enchants, your effective health is now 200k. This means enemies are going to have to do 200k pre-mitigated damage to kill you. Also, it doesn't just increase your effective health, it also increases the relative effectiveness of heals onto you. So 50% damage reduction means a 1k heal would restore 2k effective health. When you come up against a player with a high resilience, your PvP power will be less effective due to the scaling. Unfortunately, I'm not as mathematically minded as you need to be in order to explain this properly, but there is someone who can. MVP Eldacar has an outstanding guide, and it's really in-depth with lots of great details on scaling. You can find it on Eldacar's blog or numerous other sites, including battlemasters.org. I want to take a few seconds just to talk about some PvP gems. Someone's asked what to do if you have a gem slot that isn't blue or yellow. How do you gem to the max potential without losing your socket bonus? Well, I'll take an example from my own gear for this. I have the Malevolent Gladiator Satin Leggings, which have two available gem slots, a red and a blue. The blue one's easy, you could just put a Stormy River's Heart in there and have an extra 320 PvP per, but what about the red slot? You don't want to sacrifice your socket bonus, but you don't want to put an intellect gem in there, and this is where hybrid gems can be really useful. I use a Mysterious Imperial Amethyst in the red slot, which will give you 160 PvP power and 80 intellect, resulting in 480 PvP power on that item, and you haven't lost your socket bonus of 120 resilience. So my suggestion is, make sure you check out the hybrid gems. Go to WoW Popular and look up the PvP gems, have a look at your gear and see which slots that you could use a hybrid gem in and maybe get that little bit extra resilience or PvP power. Alright, that's it for this week's crowd control segment. If you have any questions you'd like answered or comments, you can contact me through Twitter at Kim Scally or in an email or voicemail at kimscally.com, or you can send an email or a voicemail through thetrainingdummies.com. Thank you very much for listening and I hope you have a great week.
I will have a great week, man, after that.
Yeah, I love her voice.
We just love your accents.
Yeah, we love all the accents. Yours too. It's awesome.
I do. There's nothing I can do about it. I just love it.
All right, so our next segment is... All right, Syl, do you have a macro to share with us?
I only have naughty macros, and they're all emos.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, considering this is an RP episode.
Yeah, it might almost be fitting.
I'd say.
I would normally do like slash emote, and then I would create my own emote saying something like, humps target's leg like a rampant rabbit. And I would spam that over and over. But that's something I would do like in a raid just to annoy some of my guildies.
It doesn't sound like it follows your etiquette rules very well.
but that is purely in raids with my guildies, and they were, you know, they knew what I was like, and that is fine. I would never spam that outside in Draychat or anything like that.
You're like just standing there in Stormwind, and some people are talking about getting home from work, and you come over and spam your macro.
I do have a similar emote macro that I use all the time. It starts off with a flex, and then what is it? Oh, Hend is putting on a gun show. Got your tickets?
Yep.
And I spam that all the time in raids.
You know, you could even do that in RP, and then in say, you could say something like, "You like what you see, ladies."
All right. Taking notes now.
You get some Johnny very Bravo. Interesting RP, maybe.
You're like the Johnny Bravo of RP.
Right. Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, mama.
All right. Well, we have those fun macros, but I'm also going to throw up the macros I created up. For... Yes, throw them up on the website for our macro of the week. The macros I created for my Warlock this week. So I've got my... Havoc macro, which will set my Havoc target as my focus. And if I already have a focus, what it's going to do is just cast Havoc on that target. So if I have no focus, it'll focus the target, cast Havoc. If I have a target focused already, it'll just cast Havoc. So
what does Havoc do?
Havoc duplicates your Chaos Bolt on another target. Or it will duplicate your next three single target spells, which can be good for an opening. If you want to throw up your Curse of Elements, that gives you 5% increased magic damage. Cool. So you can do that one with... they all end in 8, Conflagrate, Incinerate. Anyway, you can do your Curse of Elements, and then I think it's Immolate. That is the dot. But if it's not, anyway, that one, and then Conflagrate, which is the instant. But anyway, it's a good opener for that, and then once you got some of your embers built up, to use it for a Chaos Bolt as well. So that is
those double bolts are nice.
I know. Especially when you get them going opposite directions. It's
awesome.
Okay. Let's carry on with the next part. You could even call it ERP if you wanted.
Hello. It's funky because he's Canadian. Hello.
All right, I'm going to send some hen love out to our guildies, the Hornerlies on the Deathwing server, as well as Root and Freckleface from the Hearthcast podcast. And I want to send out an extra special bunch of hen love to Syl for joining us on the show tonight.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Very much appreciated. It was very informative. And I might even get up enough to actually try it out one of these days.
What's your dude over there? Is that
a dwarf paladin?
Female dwarf?
No, not a female dwarf. Just
a dwarf paladin, man. That's pretty good, though. Maybe you should be able to do that.
Maybe we'll see.
You know what? Go watch The Hobbit. Need some inspiration.
There we go.
It's true.
Right.
Well, I'm going to send out some hen love to all of our listeners and Twitter and Facebook friends and everybody that that I interact with or we interact with throughout the week. It's super, super awesome, and it's really cool to get those, you know, just to get that random Twitter alert or Facebook pop-up saying that somebody liked something or responded to something. It's a good feeling to be able to have that interaction. So it actually, it keeps me going through the day a lot of the time when I'm at work and just don't want to do it anymore. So I really, really, really appreciate it. It's very, very cool. Miss Syl, you got any hand love or ERP love you want to send out to anyone?
ERP love. Well, I think that might be a bit too much, but I want to thank all the listeners that the podcast has, GGW. And just the following is amazing. I think we're very lucky with the people that we've had listen to our show and participate and send emails. It's been really amazing. And thank you both for wanting me to be on your show and for complimenting me about my accent and making me all blushy.
I'll spam that macro on you here. Make you feel good. Steal your macro and use it on you.
That's fine.
We did, before we get too weird here, we did get an email that came in for kind of today, I think, before we started recording. And we'll go ahead and read this off real quick. It's somebody who's written in to us before, and he just had a little bit of a situation here, and I'll read this off, and you guys can see if maybe somebody out there is interested. But this is Trevisio, who plays a holy paladin, officer in the guild Hershey on Medivh Horde,
yes,
U.S. side. The guild leader has asked me to possibly send out some recruitment messages to the community. I regularly listen to your podcast, and I thought that I may be able to see if you'd be willing to give us a plug. We reside on an old server named Medivh. It's pretty quiet. Medium pop PvE realm.
Not RP, but you could still do it if you wanted.
Yeah.
We're the sixth horde side. We were sixth horde side before patch 5.2 was released. We have had the attendance boss hit us pretty hard the last month or so and have not been able to fill our raids. We operate as a low pressure guild with progression through current raiding content, but because of the lack of numbers, we've been unable to start. I'm going to interject here. I don't use acronyms for raids. It drives me nuts. Mops and toes and hoffs and tots. And so being unable to start the Throne of Thunder, and our progression was halted after 5.2 dropped due to absentees. Hershey's members are kind and we don't stand for drama. We have a lot of members who are in the military and are mostly adults with jobs or school to attend, and real life always comes first. The last part is what gets us in trouble, being able to fill the raid. Hershey would like to create a core member raid team and have other raid members that would be happy to be raid ready on nights where we may be short a few of our normal members.
We currently raid Friday and Saturday evenings, 9:15 p.m. to about 12 Eastern Standard Time, which is also their server time. Keep in mind that since they're mostly adults, that guild chat can sometimes get non-family oriented, but it's all in good fun. So they're looking for about 3 to 4 people, all roles, mostly DPS, and then a couple of backups. They've got a website and a YouTube channel. Maybe we could put a little post on the Training Dummy site or something to so you guys can be redirected to that. But if you're interested at all, Trevisimo is looking for some people, and they sound like a really good crew over there. So
I just want to say that the guild is Heresy, not Hershey.
Nah.
So if you're going to look for some chocolate, you're chocolate, probably looking at the wrong spot. Yeah, with Easter around the corner.
I'm going to tell you what, man. ERP
and chocolate can go very well together.
Oh, my.
Heresy.
All right, we did get a couple 5-star reviews this week, which was really awesome to see. The first one is from Elche Guapo. It says, "These dummies are no dummies. Glad to see a variety of guests on, not just class-specific, but also explaining all the things that make this game so expansive and captivating."
All the things.
Yes, thank you. That's awesome. That's what we love to hear. We've been really trying to do a broad spectrum of topics, and I'm glad to see someone really appreciates that. That's great.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. And we have another one here called One of My Favorites by The Jersh. "Can't believe it took me a few months to find such a great WoW podcast. I love everything about this podcast, especially the macro advice." Spam hump your leg macros.
Great.
Yes. There's a macro for everything, seriously.
There it is.
Not gonna lie. There's probably a macro that will remind you to take your laundry out of the washer and put it in the dryer. You need some help? Send us an email. We'll get you squared away. Syl, here's your last chance to pimp out your wares and your bewares and your locations and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, you can hear my very, I guess, dirty podcast. Girls Gone WoW on iTunes. You can find us on girlsgonewow.net. I'm also part of the Obscure Cast with Mr. Razor Butt, as I like to call him. also on iTunes and obscurecast.com. You can find Girls Gone WoW on Twitter at GDW Show, and you can find me on Twitter at Luminius. And I think that's about it where you can find me.
All right. I think that does it then for episode 37 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. We post our macros of the week there as well as any other macros we might discuss during the show. While you're there, please leave comments on the episodes or the macros, or send us a voicemail using the fancy widget on the right-hand side of the page. We try to be social media butterflies, so like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies. Or follow the show on Twitter at Training Dummies, Rob at Rob Copeland, and myself, Hend, at Hend_Hoarderlies. And as always, we love to get emails, so send those in to the show at thetrainingdummies.com.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!
Howdy, folks. Medicakes and Lignar here from Epic Podcast, and we wanted to take a moment tell you about an event that's coming up.
On April 6th, we're going to hold a 24-hour live stream to raise money for Child's Play Charity.
Child's Play is a charity that works with the staff of over 70 hospitals worldwide to give games, toys, books, and other fun stuff to kids they're caring for.
We want to game with you as much as possible during the marathon, but we're also holding a pet battle tournament and a StarCraft Heart of the Swarm tournament. The prizes include a Mesopandaria Collector's Edition, in-game pets, mounts, donations on your behalf, Jinx.com gift cards, as well as a lot of other prizes.
Registration is now open for tournaments. You can send an email to epicpodcastpluspets@gmail.com for rules and instructions on how to enter the Pet Battles tournament, and epicpodcastplushots@gmail.com for the Heart of the Swarm tournament.
It all starts at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Savings Time on Saturday, April 6th. We're really looking forward to helping raise awareness and money for this very worthwhile charity, as well as seeing you during the marathon. Till next time, have fun and wow, y'all.
Bye-bye.